What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am What's Angel Laquita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel.
I am Marquis. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you should say one of the hosts, but you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
No, I'm the host. No, I'm the other host, Marcus Tanksley. Glad y'all are with us still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was making sure that your gain was in the right place. This is a bi-weekly podcast that has been gone for several months.
Yeah, we went on a little hiatus, so bear with us. We're getting back. I'm glad y'all are back. For newcomers, I'm glad you are here.
Yes. Make sure that if you are listening to us on any platform that you can rate us on, that you do. It makes us more discoverable. So whether it be iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, you rate us, leave us comments, because we love to hear from our listeners.
Absolutely.
We are a podcast that's all about just exploring everything, whether it be relationships.
We talk about a little bit of it all, relationships.
Current topics,
religion, family.
All of it, anything.
Future spouses, ex-spouses.
Race, gun policies, whatever you can think of. We talk about it, and we also In-laws, take suggestions. Cousins. We also
babies,
take
mamas and daddies.
Suggestions from the listeners.
Yeah, so, goatee.
Shut up. So if you have a good suggestion topic, please leave it. We also a podcast that you can see. So if you want to watch us, you can go to my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, and the video is posted there. You all can't see him if you're watching, but you can hear him. We have our newborn, our 3-week-old little baby.
Angel's over here with the titties out there.
No, my boobies are up, I think. Yeah, my breasts are up. They're not out. Oh, one is almost out. My breasts aren't out, as I would say. Yeah. Our little newborn, Amar, is joining us as a special guest on today's podcast.
He wanted to act a fool in the background, so we said act a fool up here with us.
Act a fool. But let me let you know where you can follow us, and then we'll jump into the next segment. You can follow us on... we're yelling at a child. I don't even know why you're trying to play it off. Just say it.
Get in the bed. And don't come back out. Close the door when you go in there.
So we got kids out here. Just, you know, this
nap.
Is a...
He took a long nap, really. I knew this was going to happen.
This is a real family.
Yeah. We don't play it. We ain't no TV family. But get your ass in the...
You can follow me on all social media platforms under That Chick Angel and tell them where they can follow you.
You have 3 apples.
Oh, man.
Y'all can find me on Instagram. Marcus ain't on the gram. Y'all can also find one of my, what do you call it?
You can find his product. It's
beard and body butter. It's on also on Instagram at GetManShit. That's MANSHYT. Get Man Shit. And you can also find the product at GetManShit.com. Mm-mm.
At manshit.com.
I'm sorry. At manshit.com. Again, that's MANSHYT. It's right currently I have a beard butter. I'm working on other avenues of that. Getting a lot of positive feedback from that. So everybody that has in the past gotten the product, left me feedback, enjoyed it. Repeat customer, I greatly appreciate your clientele. Is that what you want to call it?
Your patronage.
Yeah, you patronize my business. I greatly appreciate it. And newcomers, I appreciate you. You just go on the website and see what you like. If you don't like it, don't get it. If you love it, get it and tell somebody about it.
And if you want to see this baby, you can follow my boys on Instagram at Tanksley Pride. TANKSLEY Pride. All right, let's jump into the first segment. What is pissing you off this week?
Man, I don't know. We done this 3 times. I think I said 3 different things.
No, I got something while you thinking.
Those
of you all that watch Handmaid's Tale, Handmaid's Tale is pissing me off. I'm not sure if
What's it doing to piss you off?
So Handmaid's Tale is about this world that our United States could evolve into if this
will evolve into
where like these extremists, they're very right extremists, take over the government and it's because the babies are dying as soon as they're born. So like having children has become a commodity. So they make the women that are fertile become handmaidens. And then they have to have sex with the wives' husbands to give these wives children. Like in the Bible, they used to do, the husband could sleep with their handmaid and the husband could have a child that way. Right. That's the premise. Well, they've made this lead character, the female, like this darn near superhero Harriet Tubman. It doesn't make any sense why this one woman has so much power.
Oh, she's just like stepping out of her league. Like, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense that she's getting away with so much stuff, that she should have been hung several times ago. And she's gotten so many people hung. At least 3 black people have died because of her, which pisses me off.
But anyways, so she's white.
Yes, majority of the people are white. Okay, oh, excuse me.
So it's just that privilege.
But no, there's a lot of white women in the show that have no privilege. But for some reason, this lead character does. And it's just like, it doesn't make any sense in the world of the show. And it's pissing me off.
She is now an executive producer, yes. So she can.
Yeah, so she is she like Superwoman. Invisible.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Harriet Tubman with a cape. Like, no, you're not doing that much. Even Harriet wasn't doing that much. Not out in public. And people were just like, you can't, it's fine.
The only thing she did was pack that revolver.
Boom.
People left alone.
Boom, boom, clack. Now, did you figure out yours?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to narrow it down. Like I said, I had to pull away from politics and the news and everything. That just drives me up a wall. I really can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Angela about this. This is a couple weeks ago. One thing I don't like when people like jump on the bandwagon of things, particular things. One, as you all know, most of you probably know, some of you may not know, rapper Nipsey Hussle got shot and killed. He was investing in his community and everything. But one thing that annoys me is you never heard any of his music on the radio until after he passed away.
Very true.
And the DJs out here in California, they like playing his music like nonstop now. And it's like really irritating. It's like this man made good music long before that. He had a good message he was putting out. A lot of people say his fans know he was doing things for his people. So one thing that kind of annoys me, not even kind of, it really annoys me that I hear like these DJs right now are playing his music nonstop. Like y'all knew about him long before.
It's all about the giving tragic, the person flowers while they're alive and they decided to give it to him after he died.
Yeah. So that's one thing is, you know.
Is it pissing you off?
Yeah. I don't even listen to that much radio.
Well, what's making you feel good?
Life in general, even the things I complain about, I have come to an understanding that it's a blessing to be able to complain about those things. So do not complain about them.
Amen.
You know, it's like those people when gas gets high and people complain about having to spend as much money as they do on the gas tank, but you can't afford to put money, gas in your tank. So don't complain about that. That's just an example. Mm. Like my growing pains that I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
With everything, it's like, don't just see the positive side of all of that and don't complain as much. Don't complain at all, really.
Yeah.
Trying to speak positive so positivity comes back to me.
Amen.
Basically.
Come on.
Yeah, it's me. I got a lot of work to do. I know I come off very happy and everything. Yeah,
you do?
Yeah.
I was like, come off very happy. What's he talking about?
Oh, you know, Marcus, he's never doom and gloom. So, yeah, I'm just trying to, I'm letting y'all, opening up the door, letting y'all see what's inside this, you know, this teddy bear, this nice guy here.
Oh,
you
know? Oh, teddy bear. Really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, what got me in a good mood is that today was the first day of school and 3 of 4 of my kids are now in school. And that, dear friends, is a blessing.
Yeah, that means I can take a day off work and actually enjoy it.
That's what you think, but you'll take it off on a day that don't make no sense and you'll have to. That's what he tried to do today. He took a day off to help with the go to orientation.
No, I planned on going to work. I didn't plan on having a day off. Had I planned on having a day off, it would have been a lot more productive for me.
Right, but he then wanted me to handle the babysitter bill when I was just like, but.
Yeah,
but you were
already planning on handling that bill.
But no, somebody, I would have asked for one of y'all to come home earlier. So that bill wouldn't have been hitting me so hard.
You're lying.
No, not.
Anyway.
No, I'm not. But next. What's got me, let me finish while I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I was at home with the twins. I don't think you realize this. For 4.5 years.
Yeah, I realize that.
Do you really, though?
Mm-hmm. That's your job.
See, that's why this is called, it's just going to cause an argument, because he says stuff that'll make you want to choke his teddy bear self out.
Yes. I'm not playing. Nah, I'm playing. I realize that. That's a lot.
I was home with them for a long time.
Especially because they not your first. It's like, it ain't like, oh, I won't be around them all day every day. Now, you on number four. It's like, nah.
Get out.
Jazz on the bus. Go to after school program. Before and after school.
I mean, I find it a blessing that I was able to be at home with my kids, but it was time. It was time for them to get on out of the house. All right. So we had tried to do a different topic when we tried to record this podcast before, but Marcus wasn't really feeling it. So we're going to switch gears. Maybe it's gears. How
I approached it. I don't know.
I think it was the approach. So we're going to do something else.
I think it was the topic there.
No, we'll bring the topic back, but just so we give you all a good podcast, the first one back.
Right.
We're going to be in a little bit of update town. Granted, if you've been following the vlogs, you are updated, but I'm going to hopefully give you some like little tidbits that you aren't getting in the vlogs. So again, just to update those who are new to us, we just had a new baby, our fourth son, 3 weeks ago. He was born on July 29th, and we had him in a hospital, and
we didn't have no home and water birth and none of that.
Because he's old punk.
I ain't no punk.
He's a punk. He wasn't ready for all that.
Well, somebody said in some water with you, you out your mind. She did. Dead serious.
But my husband said something that was very interesting to me that he didn't mention when we did a recap of our birth. And that was when I was dealing with my contractions, standing up.
So let me
go. Please go ahead. Well, you didn't know what I was.
I did know what you was about to say.
No, you didn't know what the topic was going to be. Oh, I'm so, gonna pop you in your lips.
Yeah. So when Angel was sitting there going through these contractions in the hospital, how far apart are the attractions? Sorry, as old Martin Lyon. Anyway, so when she was going through the contractions in the hospital, she found it comfortable. Or more, less painful, I guess.
Once I was standing up, if I were to lean backwards.
Yeah, she was leaning backwards. To me, it looked like she was leaning backwards and staring up. And she had her arms down to her side, but they were out. And, she's doing this humming thing, getting through the contractions and everything. And for me, it was like just sitting there watching it. It was extremely powerful. It was almost like how they, all my she's over here flexing, y'all flexing her biceps
because I'm powerful. Okay,
but like the my third eye blinking people, the real woke people, they say oh, that's God, God's in the black woman, but it was there was something like an extremely powerful energy that I felt coming from her. I've never felt that before. Just sitting here watching her do that, it was like I could almost feel like her channeling the earth. I don't know. I've never felt anything like it. It just was extremely powerful. It was a powerful feeling and also a powerful visual to see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you now, I had never felt anything like it before. Those contractions were rocking my world, and for some reason, everybody else would say curl over the other way, but there was something about feeling like I was letting go. As much as there might have been power in my position, it was almost more of like a surrender. I was surrendering myself to the pain that was coming to me, because I felt like if I surrender to it, but not be defeated by it, but surrender to the fact that this is coming. Like, don't fight it. This is what's actually going to get your baby here. I felt like I would be able to get through it.
Like, the only way I can explain it is I could almost feel the room shaking.
That's probably how I felt too. Like, but
that she's talking about.
Right. No. Of course, because you weren't feeling pain, but it did. It felt like the whole entire earth was. Do y'all hear this, baby? Like the whole entire earth.
Maybe you need to try to channel that without being going through contractions. Ain't no telling what might happen.
Yeah.
You start to levitate and then start throwing up because you're terrified.
Now I'll be flying everywhere. I'll be like, yes, that's all I've ever wanted is to fly.
But you when think? you realize a bunch of bugs smacking you all about your grill. I'll get stuck in your gums.
Your motorcycle helmet. But yeah, I thought it was so interesting. He just randomly mentioned it to me, and I was like, why didn't you mention that in the video? And he was just like, I don't know. So there's all these like little tidbits that be sitting in my husband's head that I'm just like, what? So
you talk enough for both of us. Hey, hey, hey.
This baby, he's down here laughing.
He's laughing. Hey, shut up.
Leave the baby alone. He's asleep.
He got the biggest smile on his face right now.
So what has life been like with boy number four? You 3 weeks in, daddy.
Different from boys one, two and three. I can tell you that.
But okay, I mean a cumulative, not in. Oh, what makes him different than?
A cumulative. It's really not. He's not that much to deal with yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, he make sure he's fed. Keep a pacifier in his mouth if he's fussy. Because unfortunately, we've kind of started leaning on that, but that seems to. I mean, he's pretty. He's pretty quiet as it is, but so he doesn't do a whole lot of fussing. But he's really not. I mean, Angela, I lose him all the time, like in the house.
He loses.
I can't keep up with him because if he ain't fussing, he's silent.
Yes.
And like one day, I walked past him four times. Like I'm literally looking under couch cushions. I'm like, Angel. She's like, go in there and get him. I didn't want to say nothing to her at first because I'm like, I don't want to hear this. So finally, I was like, so where's he at? He's right there in the dining room. Oh, okay. You see him over there. So yeah, it's not that much of an adjustment. A little bit of lack of sleep, but just a little bit because every little noise he makes, I do wake up. Because
he thought he kicked the baby off the bed.
Yeah, the other night.
He thought he kicked my baby off the bed.
I reacted accordingly.
Really?
I didn't roll over.
No, you reacted in a, what was that?
No, I reacted like, oh, shit. Oh, no.
That's not a good reaction.
I raised up out of my sleep, though. I was ready to.
After you were assured that, oh, you know what? That's not him.
Yeah. I mean, he would have been fine. Babies are made to heal quick.
Not in the sense of dropping them.
Yeah. From actually, a bed. No. Growing babies. He could. A young baby could, like, break something and it'd be healed the next week.
And a young baby could break something and die within the same day.
Very possible. But with all your crap at the foot of the bed, he would have landed on something soft.
I would think that it's actually a lot of your clothes, sir.
Really? Let's go look at it. Come on.
Really? No, we're not going to go in there. But if you watch the vlog, please know that I'm going to go in there after we finish recording this. Talking about my stuff at the foot of the bed.
Next.
So, y'all, I'm hurting. So you feel as though there has been no major shift in your household with the addition of little Mr. Amar?
Not like I said, coming off twins, no. There is, but, you know, it's all relative.
Truly, that's probably why I was like, oh, I can have a fourth one is because... After tackling twins, after getting through their...
They're not just twins, though.
Horrible threes. Yeah,
just one of them would have been a handful.
But after tackling them, I was like, I could do a fourth child, no problem. It'd be no problem. All I need is a new vehicle. That's it. That's the only piece that I'm missing. And truly, that has been the case. Like, I mean, granted, we're only 3 weeks in. Like,
oh, yeah.
we still have a long road ahead if the Lord is
and we know
merciful.
That. Yeah.
But like currently in the throes of like, oh, you're not getting any sleep. Like, I don't feel exhausted. Yeah, do I need to sometimes take a nap with him in the middle of the day because of him doing stuff that might wake me in the middle of the night? Yes, but it's not like a sleepless night. So if this was the guarantee, like all of your children from here on out with this calm?
No, I already know what you're gonna ask me. No.
Okay, explain to the people why.
She was about to ask me about a fifth baby. No.
Tell them why you don't want a fifth.
Why would I?
Why is that a problem to have a fifth?
Because you about to be in your 40s sooner than later.
What does that have to do with you?
And I'm
going to
be following in a distance behind you.
Not far distance. Your body's already passed me.
And already.
Your body done passed me a long time ago.
Yeah, I was having back pains right before we started recording. I've been over to pick something. Like, what is that? mainly for the shallow vein petty reasons. Like, I don't want to have to keep dealing with diapers and car seats and all of that crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's petty, but yeah, no.
That's truly. I thought you would have deeper reasons that of truly not wanting and, to fit.
I mean,
don't think try about to it. Add I'm, a deeper I'm reason add, right now. You're like, well, if that's what you need,
I'm not gonna go deep with it because you always leave that to you. You're just overanalyzing. but yeah, I mean, think about it. You got he's about to be 10. Like, why have it much of a stretch?
I think again, well, that's what we did because we did need to reboot. I mean, the Lord was protecting us because we didn't know twins were coming. And so he was like, yeah, don't have it in their heart to have another child for a bit because they going to need these
and
hands.
And now he's saying, count your blessings. I gave you something easy. If you want to keep testing me, I'm going to give you some more twins and see what happens.
Don't say that. Don't speak it.
Don't need to. Just leave well enough alone.
So it's more so. Wait a minute, so what is it? Wait a minute, so it's just you don't want to be back in diapers again?
Diapers and, like, I think about it, like, it's just like, all right, now a fifth will come along, what, when he's, what, 2, 3, 4?
No, what if we had Irish twins?
What's that? Yeah, she go throwing that stuff at me. She know good and well I don't know what them goddamn Irish twins are.
When they're
white,
like...
White kids?
When they're like... when they're like less than a year apart.
No. I'm thinking about your safety at this point. Yeah.
My husband forgot to put his phone on silent. Just work. Unprofessional.
Something must be wrong.
We at work right now.
We are. So I'm sitting over there. I'll call him back when I'm done. That's weird though.
So yeah.
You don't need to put yourself. We don't need to put ourselves through that.
Wait a minute. What's my safety? What are you saying? Because women,
you are pushing it. I'm just gonna be honest. We don't need your body.
Halle Berry
that.
Was like 50.
You ain't Halle.
I know. I'm Angel.
Yeah, you are.
I does this. I do's it. I do's it.
You do, but I'm not going down this road because that's a trap.
What's the trap? No, come on. It's called, is this going to cause an argument? So is this about to be an argument?
That's a question, but why make it rhetorical? No, not doing this. So those are my reasons. How about you, Amy?
it's mainly my age. I don't, mind you, I know.
I'll let just to agree with me.
That's why I wasn't trying to say I disagree. I'm playing devil's advocate so that we can get a full picture of what you feel and what you think.
Okay.
I know I could have another baby right now and be healthy. I'd be healthy. The baby mm-hmm. be healthy. That I am now certain of. I'm certain that my body does what it's supposed to do. Granted, yes, there are people who probably have thought that and had a miscarriage or what have you, but I truly feel that without a shadow of a doubt. Whether I'm right or wrong is not going to ever be seen, but that's what I think.
Yeah, no, I think you would. No, go ahead.
But I don't like the thought of being, as far as I am in age, I'll be 40 next year, and first of all, I wouldn't have the baby before I turned 40. So I'd be 40 something or 40 in, you know, some months and having a baby. Just like, I feel like that child won't get me for a nice chunk of its life. Like, you know, the average age that a person lives is like maybe 85. There are people who live longer than that. That's a person who only gets their parent for maybe 45 years.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, sorry, Amar, that that just, I don't want to keep doing that to a child. And then just the thought of running behind a 2-year-old at 40 something.
Oh, so yeah, we pretty much on the same level with this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, enough for me to completely say no? No, but it's enough for me to say, go get fixed. That's what it's enough for me to say. It's enough for me to say, take away the possibility. And you know, let the chips fall where they fall.
If y'all are watching, excuse me for not looking at you. And over here, I usually have something to look at.
But that's that means you're not looking in the lens anyways.
I'm looking close enough to where it looks like I'm looking.
No, it don't. I can tell you right now when I edit.
No, you don't. Yeah. You don't know.
I do know. I'm the editor.
Oh, my goodness.
Producer and editor of this. Y'all know who's impossible. But, yeah, no, I think if we would have had our kids closer in age, possibly I could continue having kids. Meaning, if we were having this conversation at 36 and we were at number 4. And
I think it would still be done. 4 is still 4. I don't care how
old you are. Oh, absolutely. I think possibly. Yeah. No. I'm saying that I wouldn't be.
It'd be different reasons.
Yeah. Different reasons that could easily be changed. But age can't be changed. That's the thing.
Right.
Because like if I was like, say, for instance, if we were 36 and you were 34 and we were extremely wealthy, I would potentially be like, let's get a surrogate. Have a child, or possibly carry it myself if I was in the mood to have a child.
No, yeah, that's some woman stuff. You know what? If I'm in the mood to have a child, I'm gonna just go ahead and have a child. Not like, nah, you said, like, I'm not in the mood for dessert today, maybe tomorrow.
That's how these kids came up. Other than little Marcus, I was in the mood to make a baby, and it don't take you much to get you in the mood to make a baby. So,
no, you're right.
Mm-hmm. But
time and place, I'll be there.
time,
place, and position. Let's do.
So when I left the hospital, this is something else I did not say in the update, not the pregnancy, like behind the scenes when we talked about it in detail, the labor, I should say. When we left the hospital, I started crying. And I was telling Marcus, I said, it's so weird. And I actually posted something about this on my Instagram. And I'll probably talk about it on Mommy Confessions. It's the closing of a chapter in my life. And it is very bittersweet to know that I'm closing the chapter on having kids. Like, of being pregnant. You know, this will be the last baby that I breastfeed. And that was actually, like, it made me a little sad. And I think while he wasn't sad about it, but I think that's probably, it's also the reason why he was reluctant to wanting to get snipped.
Yeah, it's a bunch of reasons. That's it's part of being a man.
So is sometimes having a baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Being a woman. But you can still have a baby.
Right, but Mother Nature will take care of me. Mother Nature will never take care of you.
You don't know, because
there are people who are old as hell.
Yeah, I got some uncles. Men. Still got some.
Yes, men still making babies that shouldn't be making babies. But to know that, like, because of this package that we have between us in our life, that Amar is our last child that we will make together as a couple, knowing that I am, like, coming out of the, I feel like it was such a small window. I had a small window of making kids. There are people, now I'm glad I didn't. There are people who start at like as teenagers and making kids. Yeah. I didn't start making kids until I was 29 years old. And I did it for a decade and now it's over.
Yeah, you had a good run.
But there are people, there are people who have a 2-decade run.
Yeah.
Not myself. So it is very, it's bittersweet, and I didn't know that it would affect me like that. And I just sat there, tears just streaming down my face with my little itty-bitty baby in the car seat, realizing, like, that's it. I will never get wheeled out in a wheelchair holding my baby from the hospital ever again.
And I was driving like, oh, this girl.
So what are your many reasons, besides kind of paralleling that of, like, not wanting to be snipped?
I don't know. I have no idea. I know a few people that's been gotten vasectomies, but it's that unknown, I guess. I have no idea. It could be like a mental, it's probably all a mental thing. It's like, you know, What's a cobra without venom? He's like a useless animal. Like, loses all fear. It's like, oh, that's just a slithery belt possibly sitting over there in the thing.
And you feel like your sperm is your sperm is your venom?
That's my potency. You know what I'm saying? See all these boys running around here? That's, I'm going to get a shirt, you know, to prevent pregnancy, stand at least 20 feet back. You know,
you sound like a rapist. That doesn't sound like that's what that shirt sounds like. No, it's
just potency. It does sound like rape. It's a little rapey.
Yeah, that sounds very rapey.
We'll edit that
stand
out.
Stand back because I'll snatch it up.
Give you these unwanted, babe. Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
But, okay, so that's what I'm saying. So, while you just want the possibility.
I'd rather Mother Nature.
But she won't. She won't.
You're right, she won't.
I mean, I would prefer Mother Nature. That's why I'm going with Mother Nature. But I also carried all four of my kids.
I was
going to
tell you I got it done.
And then you go, if we're going to end up with a fifth, and you're going to be looking at you like, this is your fault.
I'm like, nah, it's your fault. Something's wrong.
I'm like, so I made your sperm.
Talk to Dr. Stanley. He said I was good.
I'm like, let me call him. Give me his number.
Nah, you don't need to know his number. He's on vacation.
One of your friends got a Google number.
Like, hello? I mean,
this is Dr. Stanley. What doctor answered his own phone? I just finished snipping some balls. This is all that you called. How can I help you? But okay, so you like knowing. Like,
I don't
what
know.
Is it?
I don't know.
Because you don't want to make any more kids.
I don't know. You know, if this don't work out, that's going to be my
babies ain't having no half siblings, so.
That's going to be my get back. Yeah, no. Like, I'm going to get back at her. Give these boys, get mama make a stepmama.
A stepmama? Nah, sir.
Yeah, you ain't going to find nobody else single. I mean, nobody else without kids.
No, sir. But yeah, what do you think it is mentally?
I don't know.
Real quick, I'll ask you all this and you all can respond in the comments. Does your significant other, if you're, you know, married and you've had kids, do they have an issue with getting a vasectomy? Is that something that you all have agreed upon? Is that something that your spouse did? Like, what was the conversation dealing with that? A lot of my friends who have husbands got vasectomies.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I know a few people that's gotten them. And they all went through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't know. They're like, oh, no, I'm cool.
Right, because then they can shoot blanks all day with no consequence at all.
See, that's what keeps me honest.
that's what, you know what I told him? I feel like cheating men don't get vasectomies. Cheating men love to rock the potency. That's how they get caught. That is how they get caught.
Running around with all these damn kids the same age.
But it is the same thing. It's like you feel like that's your potency.
Yeah.
Granted, you should know by now that you offer so much more.
Absolutely.
As a human being and as a man.
I mean, I can't be immature with this thing.
That's what you're being. But it's the same. It's the same for me though. I know I offer way more than being a mother. But I'm so good at it. I'm so good at making babies. It is hard to just be like, well, that skill set is gone.
You need to channel that somewhere else.
I can't channel my uterus anywhere else.
Yes, you can.
I can't channel my eggs. I give you these healthy, pretty babies. Now, I would say I give you healthy, pretty boys, but you gave me the boys. I give you the healthy and the pretty.
Yeah.
I does that. So it is kind of like, I feel like some of my value is depleted.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's probably a very antiquated way of thinking, but it is kind of in the back of my head.
Because now you have the raising of the boys.
I will always have that value. But I always had that. I've always had it since my first child. That would never change. There's the other part that's being cut off.
All right, but you ain't gonna be this age forever.
I know that. Absolutely. I know this time was coming regardless, but it's not Mother Nature doing it. It's our relationship and me being like, I'm too old to be doing this.
You are.
That means you're too old too.
I will be eventually.
No, you too old to be immature about getting fixed. That's what you are. You are too old.
No, this is the perfect age to be immature about that.
No.
If I was, you know, running up on, you know, late 50s, early 60s, all right.
No. How is that?
But before 40?
Crazy. Ooh, you don't need to be making no babies as no 40-year-old man.
You don't know that. Like I said, if I catch you messing around,
listen, you better hope.
That's going to be my back at you. Like, hey, I got two babies on the way.
You better hope. Let me tell you, you better hope you 50. Because if you ain't, and I still got some eggs up in here, please believe.
I'm good with that. We can, hey, challenge. You know what? Oh, this year, one. All right, I'm going to see your one. I'm going to raise you one next year.
I'll be like,
family reunion gonna be enormous.
I'll be like, I sold your truck. I got in vitro. Six babies in my womb right now. Just terrible. So yeah, we would love to know your.
I'm gonna be like, checkmate, because you ain't surviving it.
Y'all, your mama's gonna die. Sorry, boys. She took the joke too far. She took the challenge too far.
My other kids, is Miss Angel gonna be here? Nah, she ain't gonna be around.
Boy, I almost called you something I was gonna have to bleep out. You're telling me some child that sure as calls me Miss Angel, I will slap your teeth.
Don't call her. Call her Mama Angel.
Yeah, that's
your brother's mama.
This I'm gonna have some dude calling you with your kids, Marcus the second, calling him daddy.
Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna be daddy long.
You can't be shooting my folk if I can't.
Watch.
No. If you out here being foul, you can't be shooting what I got going on.
My mama's last three boyfriends came up missing. I don't know. You know, they all mysteriously found in the trunk of their own cars.
No, that the same would happen to your baby's moms. They'll be like, I don't understand what happened.
I have a restraining order put on you.
That's all right.
At the courthouse.
You said,
like, sign here, and I need her to sign this too, Your Honor. Thank you.
When does that ever stop the crazy woman? Restraining order, that's toilet paper. Give me that, let me wipe my butt with it. But yeah, let us know what you think about that, about leaving the age. Some of you all are still in your prime of having kids. There's some of you all who are grandmothers, some that have not even had children yet. Does the thought of not having children anymore ever kind of hurt your heart? I've seen some, like, I see women when they like hold babies, they're like, oh my god, I miss this. I mean, they don't want to have another kid, but they miss
having a baby.
Yeah, they miss the what it feels like to hold a baby.
A few of our friends say that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and when it's no longer there, you know, you can't go back. Let me tell you, having a baby definitely makes mortality more real to me. Mm-hmm. Of like, you are here to replace me.
Right.
You're not here to be here the entire time that I'm here. Eventually, I'm supposed to leave this earth for you to take my place. And that's hard. I feel like if I just keep making kids, that mortality will kind of like go away.
It won't.
Replenishing the earth. But yeah. Tell us your thoughts on that in the comments below. And hopefully my husband will stop being childish. He's supposed to be making an appointment here soon.
I've been asking around. Apparently I need to find somewhere very close to the house.
Okay.
Because they say that car ride home, I don't care how close to the house you are, it ain't close enough.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Because I was looking for people down near where, because they was like, oh no, this doctor's great and you don't feel nothing. But I'm like, nah, I keep hearing the same thing. So
stay close to
home.
And
it needs to be probably on a Wednesday or Thursday. Take those days off, relax through Monday, and that should be good.
Okay.
Aww. Peace.
I am going to be sad when you get that done. Please believe. I'm not like, I don't take it lightly. When I know that you no longer can put a baby in me, I'm going to be sad.
See, I'm going to look like an old pump.
No, you're not. I'm going to still let you smash like you can make a baby.
No, because it's different.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it's different.
No.
It's that fear. It gets the moment hot.
We'll be fearful.
Gets it good and ready.
You said you got super sperm. I'll still be fearful that one of them stupid sperm.
That's going to be my goal, too. I'm like, try to send one right through. It's going to do the quantum leap right through it. through a canal into the.
Why would you do that if you don't want another kid?
Just to prove. Yes, now it's a challenge.
Now look at you like,
see,
okay.
Before was easy, but now it's a challenge. Like, all right, doctor. You think you cut me out?
Oh, you done had a good success record. watch me.
This. Hold my drink.
If I were to pop up pregnant after you had a vasectomy,
oh, it's gonna be all kinds of what the hells.
I'm not gonna believe that you really got the vasectomy done.
I'm not gonna believe that you faithful. I mean, I'm confident, but I'm gonna be like, nah, heifer.
I wasn't even faking that. I wasn't thinking anything about me being faithful. I was like, I'm not going to believe you got that surgery done. Yeah. You lied and just put peas on your nuts.
Like, now I know I puts it in, but there's something wrong. I need all kinds of tests done.
And I would let you have all the tests so you can know. Ain't nobody been near this cat since, when was that? I was about to say 19. Since 2000 in what? 3?
You tell me.
2004? Yeah, 4 is when we started. Ain't nobody been there. Listen, at least I can say 2004.
All right, so.
Least I can say that.
Man, shut up and keep going to the next thing.
But I am. I'm going to baby you afterwards because I do feel for you. But I sure as hell was not getting my tubes tied. But
I tried. I try like, hey, look, this is what needs to happen.
Ain't not a way in hell. But
no, it really is like a polar opposite operations.
Yeah. I'm glad that you realized that. I was like, why would I let them cut up in me when they don't need to? And I just pushed a baby out. I mean, but we have to do it because the way you be looking at me, I can tell that you gonna mess up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There ain't never been a time where we haven't messed up.
Because I puts it in.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's why I
told
I
you from day one, hey, girl. Come here.
Hey, girl, let me tell you what I do's. I do's this. All right, guys, we're going to let you all go. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? As always, please like and share this video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. Make sure you check out Man Shit. Check out our children at Tanksley Pride. And keep loving yourself because we love you too, family. We'll talk to you soon.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Bye.